open your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. It says here that and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect to Abel and his offering. But unto Cain and unto his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And remember, before coming into church reading this, and I always wonder, well, why would God like one person's offering and not another person's? What? It didn't seem hardly fair back then, but coming into church you start to find out there's certain things that are right. There's a right way to worship God and a wrong way. And man has liked to do the wrong way for a long time, as we can see, all the way back since the time of Adam here in Cain and Abel. Even finding Ezekiel in chapter 8 and verse 16. So Ezekiel chapter 8 and 16. He says, and he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. And he said to me, as you see this, son of man, it is a light thing to me that the house of Judah, that they commit the abominations which they commit here. Again, people worshiping, thinking they're worshiping God, but doing it their own way. But it's a blessing to be in the church and have the knowledge of the truth and the holy days. And especially this week with Passover, the week layout this week is the same as it was back at the time in the year Christ was crucified. In fact, I looked, well, on our website for the Oklahoma City Church, it's at ucgok.org. On the left side, you can click on Holy Days, and down at the bottom of that page, you can bring up a little DOS program. And on that, you can look at the Holy Days calendar, all the years between 3761 B.C. all the way through 2034 A.D., which I hope carries us till after the time of Christ's return. But on that program, you can bring up the annual calendar, also a comparison between the Hebrew and the Gregorian and Julian calendars. In the printouts there's a little help screen when you hit H that will bring up the different functions you can do there. I looked through the years, and back at the time Christ was crucified, 30 A.D., 31 A.D., both had a Passover on Wednesday, and 33 A.D. is a year that has Passover on Friday, which is what the world thinks the year is Christ crucified. And we can turn to... let's see. Well, first of all, yeah, we turn to Matthew chapter 12 and verse 39. It's Matthew... chapter 12 and verse 39, and Christ said, he answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the son of Jonah. For as Jonah was in the was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the son of man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So we can see with the keeping of Easter, they hide the truth. In fact, they don't even acknowledge the only sign that Christ gave to the world, and that he would be in 3 days and three nights. And we can go find out exactly that it wasn't in 33 A.D. It was actually earlier than one of the 31 A.D. Because if you notice in John chapter 19 and verse 31, that immediately after his death was a high day. And this wasn't a weekly Sabbath, but rather a high day. In Mark's account, in Mark chapter 16 and verse 1, says, "And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him." And we compare this with in Luke chapter 23 and verse 56. So Luke chapter 23 and verse 56. "And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment." So here it says if you compare these two, that they bought spices they might anoint him. And then Luke's account says that they bought it before the Sabbath, and Mark says after. Well, the only way you can have that was if there was two Sabbaths. So it says, so how could women have bought spices after the Sabbath, yet prepared them and rested on the same Sabbath? It says that's obviously impossible unless there's two Sabbaths involved, which you have when you look at the calendar and check 31 A.D., which is the layout that is exactly as it is this year. And also the fact of two Sabbaths is confirmed in Matthew 28, verse 1. Go there, let's see. It says, "In the end of the Sabbath," and in the Hebrew that's a plural for Sabbaths. It should be "in the end of the Sabbaths. And as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, it was still dark." They came and they found that Christ had already gone. So they get the 3 days and three nights of Christ being you kept the Passover on, would have been that year the same as this year, Tuesday evening. Then Wednesday afternoon was crucified by about 3 p.m., then would have been resurrected on the Sabbath afternoon. So he was already gone the next morning. So you have the two Sabbaths that were involved. First, the annual holy day, which was observed from Wednesday evening until Thursday evening. And then the normal weekly Sabbath, which was Friday evening, the Saturday evening, as it is every week. And this fulfillment becomes clear when Christ was actually crucified and when he was resurrected. And finally, we turn to Deuteronomy 12, verse 30. Deuteronomy 12 and 30. Oops. Oh, the abbreviations here are different than what they are in my notes. There it goes. Okay. It says, "Take heed to yourself that you be not snared by following them after that which they be destroyed from before you. And that you inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations observe their gods? Even so I will do likewise. You shall not do unto the Lord your God for every abomination unto the Lord which he hates. Have they done unto their gods? For even their sons and their daughters, they have not burnt offerings. They have burnt offering fire to their gods." So we're supposed to, well, in verse 32 it says, "What things soever I command you, observe and do it. You shall not add thereto or diminish from it." So we're to do exactly what God says in the with his holy days and keep his holidays. The world, they keep theirs, and it hides from them the truth of God and God's plan for mankind. So they have all these false ideas of what's going to happen, where if you follow God's holy days as we do, then you have a true understanding and even a true account of the historical things that happened back at the time of Christ.